Presidential politics torpedoed a plan in Michigan to end the standoff between the state Democratic Party and the Democratic National Committee. State party leaders are going back to the drawing board to devise a new plan to get Michigan's delegates counted. And Michigan voters, the Democratic ones anyway, are wondering if their voices will indeed be heard in this race. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta has that story.
Senator Hillary Clinton took a sudden detour on Wednesday to make a campaign stop at a Detroit Union Hall, even though Michigan's primary was more than 2 months ago. Clinton was here to try to pressure the state's politicians into staging a do-over primary in early June. The results of that primary would replace the results of the January 15th election, which violated the Democratic National Committee's rules and upset its calendar of primaries, caucuses, and conventions. The DNC is punishing Michigan by refusing to recognize the results.
Here in Michigan, 600,000 people turned out on a cold and snowy day in January to cast your votes. And you made it abundantly clear that you wanted your voices to be heard and your votes to be counted.
But Senator Barack Obama's supporters say their votes were never counted because his name was not on the ballot. And Obama's campaign does not want a do-over primary. That's because the do-over plan would not allow people who voted in the Republican primary on January 15th to participate. And that's a problem for the Obama campaign that believes many of its voters crossed over to cast a ballot in the Republican primary for Senator John McCain as their second choice, or for Michigan native Mitt Romney, or just to meddle in the GOP race. Michigan's Democratic Party heavy hitters, including both U.S. Senators, Governor Jennifer Granholm, the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, and the president of the United Auto Workers Union, all supported a do-over primary as the fairest and quickest way to make Michigan relevant in the Democratic race. They even secured promises from some big Democratic Party donors, most of them Clinton supporters, to pony up the $12 million that would have been needed to finance a do-over primary. But all that wasn't enough to get past Obama's supporters in Michigan's legislature. The State House began its spring break yesterday without voting on a do-over primary. And that left Obama supporter Jackie Payne mad at both the State Democratic Party and the Obama campaign.
I was looking forward to getting out and helping to get out the vote. And I think Obama could have done extremely well. Whether or not he would have won, I don't know, obviously. But I don't think he really has any reason to fear a primary in Michigan. I think he'd do just fine.
But Clinton supporter Emily Castle argues that Obama had his chance, even though he pulled his name off the ballot to satisfy the Democratic National Committee. She says the DNC should respect Hillary Clinton's victory.
But I think it's only fair that since, you know, the people of Michigan came out to vote for the candidate that they wanted, and overwhelmingly that was Hillary Clinton, that, you know, we should see the delegates.
Of course, that solution is not acceptable to the Obama campaign. So the impasse continues, and Democrats know they'd be smart to resolve this in a way that keeps both of these voters and others like them happy. While Michigan has voted Democratic in every presidential election since 1996, the margins have gotten thinner every time. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.